Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, time to get our fight on and our football on. Let's do this live from Jerry World. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler, and in for AJ Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, Mike Pearson, who doesn't have a nickname yet, but we'll work on that. John Lee, the Master, if you want to get in today. I'll give you the number, but use it for text, 713-780-3776, because we are on location and will not be taking any phone calls. But you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Radio Mike P3, which he's going to have to explain to me in just a minute. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can text the show as well. And we are live here at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, getting ready for the Canelo Alvarez fight. So we will hopefully have some interviews for you as we go, although it's already cleared out in here quite a bit. But sometime over the next 2 days, we'll have some interviews. But we got lots of good stuff planned for you. AJ is off today. He is getting ready to knock some fat dude into the middle of next week. I don't know if you saw the Twitter photo of the weigh-in. My God. I think I put on Twitter, get him a body bag. No, better make it two. That guy, they're going to need a 18-wheeler for an ambulance for him.
Yeah, he might use the bathroom on himself when AJ hits him in the gut.
AJ is so going to destroy that guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, the fight's tomorrow night, so he's off today. And off tomorrow, so Mike Pearson will be filling in. And Mike, you might be familiar with him. He jumps in with us from time to time. Whenever we go to Vegas, he usually does a lot of the production stuff and is great about getting us interviews. And, of course, today, first big show, 2 minutes before the show starts, we lose the connection. Everybody's in a full panic. Just like,
yeah, that's the last thing I need.
Because you've already had a full day out here because you were doing some stuff for SB Nation Radio and doing a lot of interviews.
Right.
And so you've been here since, what, 9 in the morning?
Yeah, I've been here about 9 o'clock, yep, 9:30, around that time. Jerry Jones stopped through earlier. You weren't here that early. You were working out, which was a lot more important.
If you had told me that Jerry was going to be
here.
Well,
I didn't know, you know.
Well, plus
this is his house, so he.
Yeah, I figure I'll be back.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to interview him, but.
I'm sure we'll get him.
You would have just given him to SB Nation anyway, so I know how that works.
No, not when I'm co-hosting.
Well, if you're not familiar with Michael, he's a terrific dude and does a lot around Gal Media, and we are very happy to do a show with him because, frankly, I think it'll be a lot of fun. He kind of gets what AJ and I do because he's been around it enough. And you're a big L.A. guy.
Yep.
So are you a Rams fan now?
I'm a Rams fan. And
I'm sorry.
No, they suck. But you know what? That's my team. And I won't say what station in L.A. because I don't want to throw my boy under the bus.
No, throw him under the bus. It's okay. They're not listening.
He works at a radio station in L.A. and he was telling me that, you know, it just wasn't clicking with the fans. Of course, they're supporting the team, but it wasn't generating the way that they expected to. Just having like Rams pregame and these, you know, all these type of shows based around the Rams. And I thought about it when I watched the first regular season game, because preseason is one thing, it doesn't count. But watching them play in the Bay Area against the 49ers on Monday night, I figured it out. Rams fans, now if you with the team before they left L.A. 20-plus years ago, then that's understandable. You watched them in St. Louis. You've always been a Rams fan. But for me, a fan like me, there's no attachment there. There's really no history. I don't have history with the Rams. The only history I have is 1 week. So even though that's my team, it's hard to get really passionate about them because there's really no history yet.
See, my theory is that's just an L.A. thing. You guys follow winners. That's why everybody loves the Kings out there, because they win.
True enough.
That's why the Lakers, you know, Lakers are always going to be the Lakers, but if they turn to the Sixers, guess what? You'll wander.
I don't know. Now, that's one thing that's unique is the Lakers. Well, for me, because of the 80s and Magic Johnson, it's just always going to be a bright star for me when you talk about the Lakers. So with the Dodgers, yeah, it gets like that. They're diehard Dodger fans out there. But with USC, now I was here 2 weeks ago for that USC-Alabama, and I just had to duck for cover. I mean, it was a lashing from Alabama. And as a USC fan, I just almost wanted to almost cried. We're supposed to hang out in Dallas, but we decided just to head right back to Houston in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was with your tail between your legs. This stadium, and if you haven't had a chance to get up here, I'll be honest, Dallas as a city sucks. From a logistical standpoint for covering an event, it sucks. Most of the people are presumptuous dickweeds. But when it comes to their sports, I mean, I would trade all of Houston sports for all of Dallas sports and throw in Mexico right now. But this stadium, if you're a sports fan of any other football team in America, you've got stadium penis envy. This thing is amazing.
It's amazing.
And Jerry Jones definitely, when he built this thing, it was built to be the best in the world. And it's just fantastic. I think it's going to be a fantastic scenario for the Canelo fight Saturday night. And I'm telling you, man, they've got us set up here. I'm not going to lie. It's easier to love a place when they have you doing the show on the suite level. And Oscar De La Hoya is giving us, like, fantastic food.
Yes, all the time.
It's kind of hard not to be in a good mood.
Yeah, that's true, because some boxing promoters don't treat you that well. As far as food, they give you, like, a box lunch with a cookie and an apple and Lay's chips, not even barbecue or sour cream, just plain Lay's chips. So Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy, they've been doing it for a while, and I've seen them grow from maybe 20 members on their staff to now hundreds. So.
Yeah. And we'll definitely get somebody to talk about the fight. Mm-hmm. You've already got one interview that we're definitely going to have. Liam Smith, who's going to be fighting him, we'll have that interview at some point in the show. And hopefully somebody will drop by. Mm-hmm. If not, usually Friday's the bigger day, so we'll have a bunch tomorrow. And if not, we'll talk a little bit about the fight. But we've got plenty of other things to get to. UH game tonight, NFL game tonight. I have one minor complaint. You and I last night get together when I got in.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down at the bar.
Yes.
It's about, 10:40?
10:40.
I guess about then when I got there.
Yes, sir.
And so, order a drink. We're talking about the show, some things we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
10:50, the lady comes over and says, last call. How do you call yourself a hotel bar and close at 11 o'clock when you're completely full and filled with media degenerates, by the way, who will sit there and drink until 2 o'clock, which is what closing should
be. That's a good point.
In America, anywhere in America, should be 2 o'clock, except for Louisiana, where you can stay open all night. I'm cool with that, too.
It's bad management.
It's
bad management because you should have – I'm sure these employees want to go home. They have plans for the night or they're just tired. But with a special occasion like that, like you said, with the bar full – I'm surprised they didn't stay open.
And
that's money.
I'm worried about tonight because, 11 o'clock, they start doing that then, I might not catch the end of the football game.
Yes.
It's going to be close.
That's a good point.
And so, and plus, we're just in an area where it's out by the stadium. And I have to say, the one thing I like about this setup is you've got the Rangers right across the street. You got this. This area is terrific for the sports venues.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the area around it is lacking.
Right. So. Now you're right, and there is a lot of traffic, but it's not as bad if it was in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
It's a lot better. Like, coming here a couple weeks ago for the Bama SC game, it was a lot of traffic, but it moved pretty well.
See, I hate driving in this city, too, because I've been up here a lot, man. I've probably been up here 500 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Houston, where if you miss an exit, you're going to find yourself like 4 miles away before you can get turned around and get back to where you were going. And when there's construction, it's real easy to miss an exit. Guess, mm-hmm. guess who did that last night? This guy. And even with the GPS telling me where to go, because I'm stupid and old. But once you get off the freeway here, man, it is a mess. So, but otherwise, it's I really love the stadium. I love coming up here for this. And I'm kind of ticked off because I have to fly back Friday night. And it happens to be opening night over at Lone Star Park, which is right across the highway from us. And I could have gone and got some horse racing in.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got no complaints because We're going to have some fun over the next couple days.
You know, around this boxing weekend, I'm used to us being in Vegas. You're just like at 7 after the show. I don't have anything to do but just maybe have a cigar outside the hotel.
Yep.
It's not like you can go to a casino or go to a club tonight. I mean, you can, I'm sure, in Dallas, but I'm just not interested. I'm just...
Well, because you actually have to drive, and it, and
yeah.
Vegas, we just walk.
Right.
And this was my day, okay? You've never heard me say this in Vegas. I guarantee you've never heard me say this. Get up at 6, post a bunch of stuff to HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, do a bunch of show prep, you know, check in with you on what the credential situation is, go out for a nice long run, come back to the hotel. Basically, go get my stuff, go buy some beer for later tonight, because if they close at 11, I'm going to have some beer in the refrigerator. Come over here and sit here for a few hours hoping we'd get an interview. When have I ever done that in Vegas? How many times, like, Fred, it's 11 o'clock, you alive? You alive?
Yeah, exactly, because I know you and AJ, you guys have what poker games you're going to go to already ready before you even hit the ground. You know the next 20 games that are going on. A different casino. So, yeah, that is a little different for you.
Well, usually, because usually we've got a run of tournaments we play, and we'll play until probably 2-3 in the morning, and then stop off, have a drink somewhere, and then you can't sleep out there. So I'm usually up about 6 or 7 anyway and ready to do it again. But today was different because it was just I kept posting stuff to the website and tweeting today because I had nothing to do. And I couldn't get in any trouble, which, it's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
But I was chatting with Jong about 2 o'clock. I'm all fired up, ready to do the show. And I look down and go, oh, man, we still got 2 hours? What am I going to do?
At least Jong's happy because come Monday, you'll come in full energized. It's not like you're hanging out in Vegas all weekend. So
No, I'll
miss a beat.
No, it'll be great, and then tomorrow will be the same way because there's just not much trouble to get into. Although, when we got here, the guys next to us were playing Mexican music really, really loud.
Yeah. Pelion, right?
No,
not these guys right here, but Pelion was in there early, big time.
Yeah.
Radio host.
And all I'll say is I had to put the headphones on, blast some Pantera since we're in Dallas. Really pumped for the show after that. That is the best workout music. The best get pumped for a show music. Just little advice as your radio career goes on.
Yes, thank you.
Lock in on some Pantera, you play Cowboys from Hell, and you're ready to do the best show ever.
Right. Now, does Kendrick Lamar make that cut as far as theme music?
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Lots more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Miller Lite presents Baseball.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 610 the North Loop westbound at 290. Watch for an accident, but there's a brand new stall in the West Loop, 610 northbound at Hempstead, reportedly in a center lane. Traffic's already heavy from Bel Air. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Man Centers, changing the men's health conversation. Man up your health. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
I like how you got the in for A.J. Hoffman done there. Well,
yeah.
Well done, John. So this is your guy, huh?
Yes, this is my guy.
That's nice. Nice.
Ooh, this dude, he pumps me up. Now I get it. Now I get it. The theme music, now, like John, good looking on that, John. Throwing in that Kendrick Lamar. I love it.
Yeah, it kind of brings me down a little bit.
Why?
Yeah, it just depresses me a little. So I felt like I was at like 35,000 feet with Pantera, and now I feel like
I'm
at 12.
Do you put all hip-hop and rap all in one box?
I'm just,
it sounds like it.
No, I'm just not that. That's just not my thing. It's like country's not my thing.
There's I got you.
There's certain songs I like.
Yeah.
And if I hear them, I go, oh, well, I like that. But, yeah. Man, I'm an old metalhead, man.
I got you.
Getting a lot of comments about AJ's opponent.
Oh, wow.
Salamat compared to looks like George Zimmerman. I could see that. Couple of other comments on it. Jimmy Kimmel's assistant. King Hippo from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, King Hippo. I remember that. Beast of Shake, right, when you hit him in the stomach?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. And now we've got banging going.
I don't know why.
So I was really worried because they had this full Mexican band running around here, and they were warming up over here, and I thought, oh, man, they're going to be playing the whole time the show's on.
Yeah, don't these guys know that radio's going on?
Apparently not. I don't think they care. I don't know what they're banging on
Should
over
I
there.
Should I communicate though. That to them?
Nah.
Probably not.
Nah. They'll just look at you like, who the hell are you? Like, I'm Mike Pearson, man. I'm on the Blitz right now. They even have a little intro for me. I bet you don't have that hammer guy.
Right, right. See, my name's in the imaging, and now I can go Hollywood and be a Devo.
I don't do that, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's too many divas on the show already. There's two of us. We can't really handle
Yeah, nah. I'll just play your Robin. I'll be Robin.
So he says, oh, hi, you're on the air. Let me just forge some steel in the background.
Yes. Jesus.
Oh, Justin, what are the odds his opponent has more stretch marks than my wife who had triplets? I'll have to take your word for that because I don't really know. Okay, I'm trying really hard not to be distracted by this.
Yeah, I at first it was a little low, but now it's getting louder.
Well, and this is the thing with road shows, and it's why it's kind of hard to do your first one as a road show because you can have all kinds of things happen.
Yeah.
You can have stuff like that. You can have music in the background. You can have...
Like someone could be working on the phone lines right now not knowing that radio's going on.
Right.
And then boom, we're
or
done.
Or somebody could run up and start screaming, Longhorn should be number two! Longhorn should be number two! When you're talking about the SEC, and then, yeah, any of these things can happen.
And Tecate girls walking around.
Dude, those girls need to, I mean, seriously, they need to mix in some chicken fried steaks. Those are the skinniest looking creatures I've ever seen, man.
Yeah, I don't think they created that beast, though. You know, in order to stay a Tecate chick, you have to fit the part.
So you have to have the body of a 10-year-old boy? Is that what you're telling me? God, that was disgusting. Hey, by the way, speaking of disgusting, Raheel Ramzanali is going to be out at Sugarland tonight for the Sugarland Skeeters. He's going to be in the dugout doing some on-field antics. May even throw out the first pitch. So get out to Constellation Field tonight, enjoy some baseball, watch Raheel be silly, have a cold beer, and some ballpark fare. Get tickets online at SugarlandSkeeters.com. So, sorry, that... Just had to do a little business there.
No, that was perfect. But, I like it.
Just
like it.
Worked it in. And
it's not far from my house either, Skeeterland. Yeah,
have you been out there? It's actually a very cool place.
I have been out there a few times, passing by. I haven't stopped yet.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to be out there, but then we had this come up. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice ballpark. Beautiful.
It is, man. It's a great place for your family. You take the kids. And, and then they've got places where if you don't want to deal with the kids, you just send them off to run play. It's pretty cool. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Cincinnati tonight. I'll break it down a little bit more. A lot of people are asking me about bets and things like that. I have two plays that I've already punched a ticket on. They're on my website, the Houston Sports and Stuff website, as part of that daily update. Tomorrow I'll write up a more detailed thing. As far as Houston-Cincinnati game, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching either of the games tonight. Cincinnati's a good football team, home dog. This is going to be a huge, huge game for them. It's one that's completely sold out. The emotions are going to be very strong for them. Having said that, I think this is a different UH team. Tom Herman will have them ready. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that they basically had a bye week Saturday while Cincinnati was having to go play while a bad Big Ten team,
right?
Maybe the worst Big Ten team in history. They still had to go in there. That was a tough game that wound up being close for a while. And I think UH will be ready for this game. And I'm excited to watch it. But from a betting perspective, I can't touch it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about U of H. That's one thing about Tom Herman's team. They're not going to lay an egg. You know, he's consistent about kicking butt lately.
Yeah, and Like I said, I think he's going to have them ready, and you're going to have. They don't make tons of mistakes. Mm-hmm. They don't beat themselves, and they adjust at halftime as well as any team I've seen, other than Nick Saban or Urban Meyer teams. They make adjustments as well as anybody, so I feel pretty good about it. Unfortunately, the game starts, I think, at 6:30, so I'm going to have to miss the first 30 minutes, and hopefully we'll be able to find a spot at the bar so I can actually watch it. Otherwise, I'm going to be in the room watching it, but I have to watch that.
Yes, so. That's a must.
Chance, did AJ's opponent give birth recently? No, I think he's about to. Gerald, is that the sound of Petrino pounding another student on the desk? That wasn't on the desk. You're confusing Patino and Petrino. Patino was the woman on the table. Petrino was the woman on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But.
Both of the women were on the back. The back of the restaurant and the back of a motorcycle.
Somebody suggests we have Hammer Guy as a guest. That's not a bad idea. The Blitz presented by Ironworks. I can't imagine what it sounds like to you guys, but as bad as it sounds to you, trust me.
It's worse for us here. Yeah.
But we're just going to have some fun with it and roll with it. So text us, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter, at Radio Mike P3. Now, what happened to True Mike P?
You know, because being an African-American, when you say True on your Twitter account, they think it's T-R-U.
Right.
They don't add the E. So I have to say, no, with an E. With an E. But I really like Radio Mike P3. That's perfect for me. Because I'll always be in radio. Even if I do a little TV, I'll always be in radio.
Oh, you're thinking about doing TV now? You're thinking about abandoning us for that?
No, not at all. I'm just on the side.
Okay. Because you're a guy that could get by with TV. AJ and I can't. You know, they put us on camera and people are just like, really? I'm changing the channel.
I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be all right. But, yeah, so Radio Mike P3.
I just dye
I think
my
it's
hair.
Smooth.
I'm not a radio guy, but aren't remotes usually done in places that are already built? Yeah, and this place is theoretically already built, so yeah.
Good thing we're not on the other side right by those dudes.
Yeah, because that's where the other side of Radio Row is.
I would really have to say something if that was the case.
The only thing that kind of I'd like is they've got the Crown Royal bars here. Mm-hmm. It'd be really nice if those were open right now.
Dude, I went to Jerry Jones' suite for the fight that happened years ago, and you just walk in and everything's free.
Right.
Oh, it was awesome.
I have not been in Jerry Jones' suite.
That's okay.
I've been in a suite here, but I have not been in his.
It doesn't matter. Suite is a suite.
Yeah, but it's always kind of cool. It's like that's how we were rubbing it into you when we were in Vegas and we were in the MGM suite.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's better than any other suite, right? Because it's the suite. It's Jerry Jones' suite. See, you just re-raised me because that's Jerry Jones' suite.
Yes.
That's better than any other suite.
Especially here.
Yeah, and I've been in Bob McNair's suite, but it's... Everybody's been in Bob McNair's suite, but you don't get to stay. They just kind of walk in for a second and shake your hand for a minute, and then they just sort of, okay, see you.
It's just the free stuff. That's what I like.
Yeah?
The free eats, free drinks.
Oh,
you might even walk out with a gift bag. You never know.
Really?
Yeah.
I know we got some badass little jackets this time.
Jackets are nice. Nice windbreakers.
The thing is, I love them. The problem is after the fight's over, it really have a lot of value.
Well, it doesn't have a lot of value in Houston. Lately, because it's been burning. And even when it rains, it's burning hot. Hmm. So when it gets cooler, though, those jackets work out well. You might want to be able to...
Well, no, I'll use them for running and stuff when it cools off. And they look cool. It's just, you know, 6 months from now, we're going to be looking at a Canelo Smith thing.
Yeah, that's true, because of the opponents.
See, that's why I sold that Mayweather Pacquiao one when I was in Vegas. Because somebody offered me some money for it, and I said, sure.
Don't say that too loud, but I would have did it too.
Of course. I was a little drunk, and they offered me $500.
You don't have to be
drunk.
Not for me. I don't have to be drunk to sell a jacket.
Robert asked you, how much money would you put on AJ if you could? I would do my max bet on AJ if I could do that.
And that's at the arena, right?
At the arena tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's not doing tickets anymore, but if you go to Legacy, you can get tickets. I think cagetix.com, you can also get them. If you go to Barry Laminack's website, barrysfunny.com, it's got a link to all that stuff too. And I think I have one on Houston sports and stuff. So there's plenty of ways to still get tickets if you want to go see the fight. And I'm just telling you, you're going to have to get there early because it's an early fight. And if this thing goes past a round, I'll be shocked. I think AJ is going to murder this guy's soul. I really believe that. And it's not just because I'm biased. I am, but.
The dude doesn't have a chance. Especially with the body body kick.
It's a fight. So, as you know, you can walk into a punch.
But he's going to walk into a kick, and the leg is a lot stronger, and he's going to kick him right in the belly button, and a dude might die.
He won't feel anything in the belly. He's got so much padding there.
No,
that's
dude.
That's going to be
when
like
kicking
a bed.
You got a big belly, dude. You can't take hits like
that's
gonna
that. Be like kicking a bed.
No, it's easier to take a hit to the body when you're in shape. When you're not in shape, it's dangerous.
Well,
you can die.
I would just say everybody has a puncher's chance just in case, like, AJ's knee may buckle and the guy gets lucky. But I would say less than 1% chance of that happening. So there you go.
AJ calls him an essay.
Yeah.
Is he like an essay like Nate Diaz, kind of?
It's not just that AJ's in better shape and more experienced and a better fighter than this guy. He doesn't like him. So
yeah, that's true.
add all of that up together. I don't like the dude's chances. All right, guys. I don't think you can actually bet this on my bookie, but if you want to bet the games tonight, you want to bet either of the two plays that I already gave out, you can do it right now on mybookie.lv or mybookie.ag, either one. And if you put action on the game, you score a big win, and you have to wait weeks to collect. This is why I quit using another site that I used to use. I hit a big trifecta and cashed out, and it took 3 weeks to get a check, and then I had to wait another week while the bank held it because it was from another country. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players are making the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now. You're going to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And check this out. If you deposit in the next 30 minutes and use promo code FRED, you're going to get an extra 10% on top of that. That's promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account. Start winning. I'm telling you, people ask me all the time, what website do you use? It's MyBookie.lv. Check them out. Ditch your bookie. Go to MyBookie. MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for AJ Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on the Blitz. 979 asks, will we be able to call AJ the pregnant dude killer? Is that offensive to pregnant dudes? No, I think that will work. Pregnant dude killer, PDK.
PDK.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, okay, apparently my tweet didn't go through of us posing in front of us. I took a better photo of you than you took of me, just so you know.
No, it's not true.
It's amazing how small that sign is.
Yeah.
I mean, the ring is compared to the sign. Yeah. And, man, this, of course, besides the banging, now they've started testing the sound system. So
yep.
we heard a Let's Get Ready To behind us.
And it sounded like an intern yelling into the mic.
Yeah.
Just now happy to be on the mic.
Yep. And now there's music. So we're going to have some fun with it. Okay, yeah, there's my picture. I look
good.
I'm far enough away that you can't tell that I'm unattractive. That's why I like that photo. So that's a good photo.
You're sexy. Don't worry about it.
Get out of here. All right. 713-780-ESPN. If you, you're already doing the show. You don't need to kiss up.
I'm not kissing up.
So one of the
How
best.
About Teddy Atlas sitting in front of us? Not to cut you off.
He's not sitting. He's just walking.
Well, walking.
Yeah. He could have come over and sat down, but, you know, that's all right. That's fine.
Okay. Not sorry. Messed up the flow.
Yeah. No, it's all good. You could have gone and said, hey, Teddy, you know, you want to come on for a minute? He'd probably been like, no. Actually, Teddy's always great when he comes on.
Yeah, he's so good.
But he's well-dressed today. He must be doing TV somewhere. Yeah, that's not going to work. Now, if you feel the need to jump up and try to go grab somebody, I'm pretty sure I can handle it for a few seconds.
Okay. I was worried about you, but no, yeah, I believe in you.
I've done this before, believe it or not.
I know.
So the only decent story out of your Rams and 49ers game was the idiot who ran on the field. And
the streaker?
Yes. If you wish to call him that, I'm okay with idiot because I did not want to see those parts flapping around, but okay. And apparently, you see the story he told?
Yeah, he said he was with his sister and his father.
And
he told his father he was going to the restroom or something?
Yeah,
like
he said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then I just jumped and ran. And, okay, this is what's wrong with this family. Says, I thought he was going to be mad, but he said he was proud of me. My parents found it too funny. And, of course, he's a minor, so he didn't get arrested. He was placed in handcuffs and banned from the stadium for a year. He'll have to take an online class and write an apology letter if he wants to return to a 49ers game.
That is crazy. Take an online class and write a letter in order to get back in the stadium?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, nice family there. Oh, yeah, son, I'm proud of you.
And his sister, he had his phone number on his chest. So his sister did it herself. So she put that on his chest. So she knew what was going on along, you know, the whole time. So I guess he just lied to his dad, and his dad was not really upset. I don't get that.
Oh, man.
That's not safe.
No, it's not. The blitzers are all over this fight. AJ's opponent won't be able to stand for the national anthem because he'll be winded. Oh, man. Niles asks, talk about my bookie. I said, did your bank give you a big hassle for a payout with your last betting site? How so? What happened was I had a fairly substantial payoff. And what I learned was if you do hit something big, do not cash out for more than $2,500 because your bank will hold it for a month. At least Wells Fargo did before I actually got the funds. And it happened with a couple others that weren't even that big. So in a way, it's kind of nice because you forget about that money. And then 6 weeks later, you're like, oh, wow, where'd that come from? Oh, yeah. But, no, it's the hassle was they're foreign checks. And if they're foreign checks over a certain amount, not only do they put a hold on it, but they put a lengthy hold on it. So, oh, well, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jace, a serious question. How do they know it's you if you try to come back into the stadium?
Good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he could sneak in. I'm sure they have better security than we had in high school, but we were banned from high school games, and we just went to the other side of the stadium.
But I'm sure it's not like a Vegas casino when you get banned from a casino, you know, where they're trying to track down a guy and he has to wear like a camouflage. He's trying to camouflage his way in. I don't think that's the case. You could still go to a game.
I bet he could get in, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to turn in your ID when you get a ticket.
Right.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And haven't talked a lot of Texans this week, but Texans Chiefs. And the last time we saw those two together, it did not go well. And it's funny because most of the time, Bill O'Brien's one of those guys that says, hey, we should be looking ahead. We don't look back. But even he admits, you still have to think about that game. And said, I really don't like to look in the past, but I think you have to because it's the beginning of the season, and that was the last game of our season last year. You have to look at that game. You have to think about what you need to do to get your guys to put, of course, his go-to line, play better and to coach better in that game. And if you remember, it started with Niall Davis returning the opening kickoff and went downhill from there.
Right.
I'm a little surprised because most coach speak, and he's the king of it, they're going to say, well, we're looking ahead to this year, different team, blah, blah, blah. But, they should have that in their head.
Yeah, they definitely should. I mean, if you're going to use that for bulletin material and just maybe rerun that game around the NRG, whatever you need to do to motivate your team. So you shouldn't really have to motivate these guys. They're grown men. They're professionals. They're competitors. So this is a huge game for them.
Just coach better and play better. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Nick says, I was kicked out of a movie theater for life for having sex. Went back 2 weeks later. Was it an adult movie theater? Because I don't think they kick you out for that there. I think they just put a camera on you.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got kicked out of the Palms.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was banned for, I think, 3 months.
How'd that happen? What'd you do?
I was with some guys going to a club, and can't really say everything that happened, but
why not?
It wasn't fair.
We share on this show.
It wasn't fair.
Was it a black thing?
No. Okay. Wasn't a black man.
Okay.
Nope, was not. I just didn't really want – it was a security guard that really did this. And I didn't really want to argue with the man because I didn't want the real police to get involved. And you know us in Vegas, we do a lot of things, but one thing we don't do is go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
So I just had to tuck my tail and sign a paper to not enter the Palms for 3 months.
Well, it's the Palms. Who cares? It's not like it's that good. Oh, it probably you're a club guy.
It
probably
just ruined my night.
It has some club you love there, right?
I used to, but not really. But I have friends in town from L.A. It just ruined my night. Hmm. Just wasn't in the mood. I went back to the MGM where we were staying, threw some money down on the crap table, and then I lost money immediately, and I just went to my room. That was the earliest I went to my room on a Saturday night after a fight.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. I've not been banned from a casino yet. I've been kicked out of a poker tournament, a poker table before.
Okay.
For being drunk and belligerent. I've done that once at Coushatta and once in Vegas. But I wasn't banned. I was just asked to leave the table.
Yeah, it's been past 3 months, so I can go back now.
But why would you go?
Is that
to
why
Palms?
They had the fight in Dallas? Because Michael Pearson couldn't get
that's
to
what
the
it
Palms?
Is. Yeah. Michael Pearson can't get into the honestly, see, this is what you get for being a club guy.
I used to,
because club guys get in trouble like that. See, we're bar guys. Well, no, we don't go to places like that. They're too fancy. They're too expensive.
But the, not. I mean, if you
the pay per views cost too much.
Not that expensive. You just have to tip the bouncer. The bouncer has to pay bills too. You don't have to tip them high. Give them something.
I'm never going to go to a place where I've got to stand in line or tip a bouncer.
That's what I don't do. I don't stand in line. That's why you tip the bouncer.
Bouncer should be tipping you for going in there. Look at you. You're a big radio star.
No, no, not at all. I just want to have a good time and hear some Kendrick Lamar.
Mark said he got banned from the rookies bar for calling the manager a D-bag. Went back a week later and they didn't remember him. Yeah, I've probably should be banned from a few places.
AJ's opponent should be banned from the bar. Belly?
He should be banned from a salad. Well, not any bar. He should be
the salad bar.
I was about to say from a buffet. I don't know how it came out the salad bar because the guy's never been to one. But yeah, all right, guys. You know what? After AJ pounds him into oblivion, he's going to need a vacation. And the best thing he can do to get away for the holidays is leave the chaos behind. And I'll tell you what: how many people take their holiday photos on a warm, sunny beach? And now he can do it. You can do it. We found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price, and you just don't get deals like this. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua, right now for just $99 per person per night, you can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. Check this out. It's all-inclusive. That's meals, snacks, beverages, yes, even the alcohol, resort activities, and all taxes and service charges. And it's 30 minutes from the airport in the capital city, St. John's. It's got the largest English-speaking leeward island, 365 beaches. That's one for each day of the year. You're not going to be there for the whole time. You're not going to be there for a year. But, hey, go there for a few days. Check them out. It is a wonderful, wonderful place. If you're ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R, don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711. To book your all-inclusive holiday for less than $100 per night per person, and it's ages 16 and up, so you can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See website for complete details.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 936 says, banned from Caesar's Palace for 6 months for slamming my hands on the table and screaming bull bleep after the dealer had three straight 21s on blackjack. Said I was heavily intoxicated, and that was my first time in Vegas, and I didn't know the booze was free while you play.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah.
And especially if you haven't eaten a lot. You're in trouble.
Right, and most of the time out there, you either overeat at the buffet or the steak place or someplace like that, or you don't eat enough.
Or you make the mistake by drinking too early and not really taking a break. Before you know it, it's midnight.
Yeah. That's a mistake we made at the concert. We started drinking at 6, and the concert didn't let out until 4:30. That was a not wise, guys. 281 says he's going to Vegas for his brother's bachelor party next week. Any bars you recommend? Honestly, it just depends on what you're into.
Yep.
That beer bar at Monte Carlo, if you like a lot of craft beers, it's got a huge selection.
Mm-hmm. The burger bar.
Burger bar.
At the
that's
Mandalay Bay, right?
That's always a must. We always go there. And they've also got some great they'll have some great beers that they still have a cellar selection. And just as far as just places to hang out. And there's a German bar that's off the strip where they play those giant horns. I can't remember the name of it. And the other thing I would just suggest for breakfast, go to Peppermill. That's a must.
You have to.
That is a
must. You have to. It's at the end of the strip, but it's worth it. One thing I will say, too, is the best time to go to Vegas is around this time, which is football season. It's nothing like waking up early Saturday, watching some college football at the MGM Sportsbook. That's a bar right there.
Yeah.
So if you like sports and you listen to the show, I'm sure you do, try the MGM Sportsbook or any casino sportsbook. And just the big screens are up there. The big games are going on. The waitress will come over and help you out. It's a perfect time to be in Vegas.
And those guys that work the bar there are pretty cool because I'm usually there late for the race book too. And that's probably the bar that I spend the most time at the MGM.
Mm-hmm.
But I also there's a public house in Venetian that's really good too.
Okay.
All right. Next segment, we're going to go through all the NFL games, and I know you're not a degenerate sports bettor, but that's okay. Because if you're new to the show, what we do is we go through and we talk about the lines, but we also talk about the games a little bit and how they shape up. And so it's really, if you're not into gambling at all, it's cool. You're still going to hopefully learn something. And if you are into gambling, we'll give you a sense. Because I know a lot of you guys play these pools where you have to pick every game. And realistically, I've only got one NFL play so far this week. And
wow.
And it's not even it's on a total. And I've already bet it. But
okay.
We'll talk about that next segment when we come back, because that's the kind of thing that we do every Friday. RJ Bell will join us at 5:30, which I seem to get asked on Twitter every week. Will RJ be on again this year? RJ Bell is on with us every Friday, 5:30, every week, all year long. So you don't have to worry about that. We always have RJ on. He's a regular guest, even when it's not football season. And sometimes it's more fun when it's not football season, some of the topics we get into, because he's terrific. But he'll join us at 5:30. And at some point, we'll run the Liam Smith interview. So we know we've got that. I'm guessing, just looking at it here, since it's only us and about, 10 other people?
Yes.
Probably not going to be getting any more guests.
Probably not. Not today.
Hmm. That's okay.
That's all right.
We shall.
That was a good guess.
We shall endeavor to persevere. So... 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 713 asks, you and Mike have good chemistry. He's an SB Nation guy. He does a lot of stuff over there. I mean, you basically are, sort of management, right?
Yeah, assistant program director for the network. But I'm really true, just Gal Media. And that includes ESPN 97.5, so.
Yeah, and I would just say the thing about chemistry is it's easy to do a show. Like, I always love doing shows with guys like Barry Laminek and Mike Liebeschek and Jerome Solomon, because when AJ's not around, those guys in particular, like, I've known Jerome for 20 years.
Yep.
And Barry is just I know the things that he finds funny, so it's easy to just throw them to him. And Liebeschek, he's great to work with too. But the thing is, you and I hang out a lot. Mm-hmm. Outside of the show, and especially when we're in Vegas, we do a lot of stuff together, and we got a lot of the same interests and a lot of the same bad decisions in life, and we like to have the same kind of fun, so it's really easy.
Yes.
All we have to do is take what we do outside the show and put it on the show. And
yep.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I love it. Plus, I've guest appeared in the past, so
yeah.
I know the program. And like you said, we know each other off the air well.
Yeah, and so. And that's cool because and I've yeah, I know you're so busy doing what you do. You don't have. I mean, you can jump on with us occasionally, but it's pretty rare when we get to do a whole show. So I'm excited, and so far so good. We got 1 hour. That's already 1 hour in the books, and that just flew by.
Nice.
You believe that?
I do. I've heard my name three times in the image.
See? Are you happy
about
that?
That's all I care about.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are you texting your family and say, hey, make sure you tune in at 4:45?
No, I tweeted it out. So
there's going to be a rejoin.
If they're not following me, that's their business. Right. They need to follow more often.
All right, well.
And they won't miss out on great opportunities like this.
If you want to follow Mike, now that he's changed his – and see, Jong does this to me all the time, but he's at Radio Mike P3.
Yes.
What's the P3 for?
P3 is for Pearson, is for the P. 3 is the Trinity. Because I couldn't get Radio Mike P. But I like the 3 in there for the Trinity.
Well,
I know, got a little deep on you, right.
No, I just, you know, listen, I love the Matrix, but I wouldn't put that chick in my Twitter handle. And, you know, she's kind of hot in a weird way.
No, not – are you being serious? Are you joking? No, the Trinity.
What do you think? You think I'm being serious? Just talked about how well you know me, and I'm sitting there, and you're looking at me like, what, you know what I'm talking about?
I have
about?
To stay attached to the Trinity because I'm not perfect, and I have to remind myself that it's going to be okay.
Okay. You brought God to the show, and you went from – you were at 33,000 feet, and now you're at 8.
I dropped. I'm sorry.
All right.
But you asked.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And, you know, I tried to turn it into a joke, and then you just totally peed on the joke. So, okay. All right.
I guess we don't have that much chemistry, do we?
Total failure. Great. I mean,
right when we were talking about chemistry.
Right at 4:55, man. It was flying.
I know.
It was flying, and then boom.
Couldn't get through the whole hour.
Jeez. That went down. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say it went down faster than a Malaysian airliner, but, you know, I can't say anything
Come
like
on,
that.
No. I didn't hear that. I did not hear that.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Blue Apron. Fantastic company. And what they do is you can order from them online fast and easy. They're going to send you you're going to send you meals every week with fantastic ingredients, high-quality ingredients that make a real difference. And they'll tell you exactly where the food comes from. We've been doing Blue Apron for a while now. And because there's only two of us, we get 3 meals a week, all of them for under $10 a meal. And they're all fantastic. We can pick them online. If we want to skip a week, we can. We get those 3 meals. They're all laid out for you. It's easy to – I could even cook these meals. I don't because the wife likes doing it and I'm lazy. But I could cook these meals because they make it real simple for you. And each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. And you can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. You can choose delivery options to fit your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get the deliveries when you want. And these are fantastic, high-quality meals delivered right to your door for less than $10 a meal. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Fred. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. And Fred F., I'm sorry, blueapron.com/Fred F. My wife has actually kept a bunch of these recipes and gone out and bought the stuff and done them because they're so good. You'll want to do the same thing, and then you'll want to keep ordering from Blue Apron. That's blueapron.com/Fred F. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.